Hi, we are speaking with Mary Morris. She is the CEO of Virginia 529. Now, you may have heard the term 529. You may be thinking about participating in a 529. You may just want to know what a 529 is.
A 529 plan is state-sponsored, all of them have to be state-sponsored, tax-advantaged college savings programs. Authorized by federal law, the 529 comes from that part of the Internal Revenue Code that gives us our tax advantages. And what those are is that any 529 account grows tax-free, federal tax free, and then state tax if you're in a state that pays state income tax. And it's never taxed as long as you use the proceeds for qualified higher education expenses.
Well, I have a little bit of an advantage in the subject, as I have been paying into a 529 program since my daughter was born, and she's about to take advantage as she graduates high school next week.
That's so terrific. You're one of the smart ones. Because if you can save for that long, it just makes it so much easier and can get you so much further along towards cracking that nut of the cost of higher education these days.
So tell me a little bit about the 529 funds. I take it that somebody invests these funds as far as getting a little return for their investment?
That's right. So, and we're with Virginia 529. We run the Virginia programs, but we have national programs, and so we are open. We always tell folks to look first to your home state's program, see if that has the investment mix and the options that you want and some of the advantages, but you can always look elsewhere as well. We have three different programs and the two savings programs that are available to residents anywhere. Our prepaid program is just available to Virginia residents, either the beneficiary, the account owner. And so you have a wide range of investment options. We do administer that. We review that. In Virginia, we run the program in-house and have many options. We also have an advisor program, College America. So folks who work with an investment financial advisor could get into that program. So you have a lot of choices and options. But with our Virginia, our Invest 529 program, you can get started right away. It takes about 10 minutes online at virginia529.com to open up an account. And especially this month, we're running a promotion for 529 Day, which is May 29th. So all around the country, 529 programs celebrate 529 Day, and often with some special promotions. And for us, anybody that opens an Invest 529 account from today through the end of the month and sets it up for recurring contributions of any amount, but just, again, trying to get folks to do what you did, get started and put money in regularly for as long as you possibly can, you're entered into a drawing and a chance to win an extra $20,000 to be placed into your account. And
sounds like an extra year in college.
That's right. That covers a lot of tuition and fees or books or whatever you want to use it for. So that's just a reason to jumpstart and get folks really thinking about saving for college in the month of May. And so many are anyway. You know, a lot of folks are graduating. They're heading off to college like your daughter. So people are thinking about what the future is going to bring for their kids. And so it's a great time to get started saving in a 529 account.
Well, I know it's very easy to set up, and then once it's set up, the question might be, well, how does it grow? How do you invest? Mine was very simple. I set up a certain amount to come out of my account every month. I also have credit card points going into that account. Grandparents have set up their credit card accounts to go into that account, and the money just keeps growing. So there are several ways to take advantage of this.
And you are really smart. I mean, you have figured out all the good ways. We're just getting ready to launch very soon a new gifting portal to make it even easier for friends and family to put money into 529 accounts. That's a really growing way to grow your accounts. So, you know, if parents, you can open it for yourself. You can open it for your kids. But once you open a 529 account, if you contribute regularly and then encourage friends and family at appropriate times, whether that's, grandparents sometimes might want to do it monthly. But even every time there's a birthday, every time there's a graduation, anytime there's a celebration, encourage folks to make a contribution to that 529 account rather than a thing that won't last and won't be meaningful for the future.
Or in the old days, a savings bond or something
right.
like that. So now you're actually
very similar kind of thing,
saving
right.
for college.
Right. And it's specific. It's targeted. You get those great tax advantages, as well as, there are several national studies that show that kids that have accounts just directed towards college are much more likely to actually attend. And that's a part of families indicating how important they think it is, and really telling their kids that they believe in them, that they're going to not only finish high school, but go on to some kind of post-secondary education. We always think it's important to remind folks that a 529 account is not just for, you know, what some think of as a traditional, you know, four-year bricks and mortar school. A 529 account can be used for many types of education beyond high school. And, you know, so whatever is appropriate for, you know, a family, probably the 529 account will work. You need to check, and you can, when you go online, you can see there are a wide variety. They have to be eligible for federal financial aid in order to be a qualified educational institution. But many training programs, obviously community colleges, you know, a lot of certificate programs, things that you might not think of actually qualify for the use of a 529 account.
Well, over the next week or two, folks are going to be hearing a lot more as you are coming on board as a sponsor to explain this. We've been speaking with Mary Morris. She is the CEO of Virginia 529. And if you've got a child, don't know how old they are, if they're going to go to college, you need to get in on this plan.
Right. Any age. Never too early, never too late.